Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to conquering life's emotional roller coasters. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. Creating healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 while your own needs take a backseat? You know that feeling when you say yes even when you want to scream no? Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, setting those healthy boundaries is not selfish, it's essential for a happier, more fulfilling life. Think of it like this. Your energy and time are precious resources, and just like you wouldn't let someone walk into your house and start raiding your fridge without asking, you shouldn't let people drain your emotional well without setting some clear guidelines. So, what are these magic boundary setting spells? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will have you feeling empowered and in control. Firstly, know yourself. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know what's important to you. What makes you feel drained? What activities energize you? What values are non-negotiable? Take some time for self-reflection, journal, meditate, or just have a good old-fashioned chat with yourself. Figure out your emotional triggers and your deal-breakers. Think of it like creating a personal mission statement for your well-being. Secondly, communication is key. Don't expect people to read your mind. Seriously. Express your needs and limits clearly and directly. It doesn't have to be a confrontation. Think of it as setting expectations for a healthy relationship. For example, instead of saying I'm so busy, try and committed to finishing this project by Friday, so I won't be able to meet up then. Thirdly, practice saying no. This is huge, folks. Saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you a prioritizer. It means you value your time and energy and are choosing to invest them in things that truly matter. Remember, it's okay to decline requests politely but firmly. You don't owe anyone an explanation beyond thank you for thinking of me, but I won't be able to do that right now. Fourthly, protect your time and energy. Think about how you spend your precious hours. Are you constantly agreeing to things that leave you feeling drained? It's time to reclaim your schedule. Schedule in me time for hobbies, relaxation, or simply doing nothing. Finally, be consistent. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process. Some people might test those boundaries, and that's okay. Just remember to stand firm and reiterate your limits. Consistency builds respect and helps establish clear expectations. Think of it like training a puppy. They need consistent reinforcement to learn good behavior. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have a friend who always calls you late at night, even though you've asked them not to because it disrupts your sleep. They might say things like, but you're always available, or it's just a quick chat. Sound familiar? But here's the thing. It's okay to reiterate your boundary. A calm and assertive response could be, hey, I appreciate you reaching out, but I need my sleep. Can we talk tomorrow morning? See what I mean? By setting that boundary and communicating it clearly, you're not just protecting your sleep, you're also respecting your own needs and assuring your friend that their actions have consequences. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, those healthy boundaries will lead to stronger relationships and a whole lot less stress in the long run. So remember, setting boundaries isn't about building walls, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your energy, and cultivating relationships that are mutually respectful. Ready to take action? Head over to our social media pages. Let me know what boundary you're going to set this week. Share your triumphs, challenges, or even just a funny no story. We're all in this together, folks, and remember, a little bit of stoic wisdom can go a long way. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.